This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Oh, people at home!
What's up with that?
You ready?
The drugs from my generation, and it's a sin. The gods, the freaks, the fraud, the messing with me. Come on.
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary.
Let's get it out.
Yo ho ho and a bottle of Dom,
bro.
The new day.
Let me talk to you,
baby.
If I can be serious for a minute.
For the love of God, stay away from the dipper dots.
Move to the music, play that music. Move it to the music.
Acknowledge me.
Welcome back to the 467th edition of the podcast known as DWI. My name is PC Tunney. I am the artist, formerly known as Pizza Funny. DP out on assignment, but looky, looky, who is back today? My goodness, let me find the song we play because it works so well. Now I'm ruining it. I'm ruining the surprise because I can't find it. Where is it? There it is.
I'm back, and I'm better than ever. Got a knack for making things better.
It's the return of the trivia trickster himself. The funky, phenomenal, oh so fresh. The one and only. AJ Balazs returns. AJ, I was so happy when I got your text, and you're here. Welcome back to the show.
It wasn't a farce, you know, everyone's favorite uncle hearing things in the wayside and just getting it poo-pooed. No, I'm actually here. I had some annoyances going on, so I'm just like, you know, I need a day. I just need a day. And then I'm thinking about it, I'm like, well, if I did it next week, it would have been 5 years since I was on DWI. So that would have been my 5-year anniversary. So I just said, screw it. No, I'll just do it now. I needed a day. I needed a break. So what better way than to be on DWI, especially since we are 33 episodes away from 500.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we're getting there. Every week,
we're almost
I look
there.
At that number, it keeps going up. Yeah, but you know what? It's literally like it's going to be... It won't be till like Survivor Series time.
It's not gonna be like November, December.
Think about it. That's how many weeks it is. You know, like that's like 3/4 of a year. So it could be. Yeah. But anyway, we're here today, which is great. DP out on assignment. I want to thank Dave and DJ last week for coming on the show. Kind of a light week for Chair Shot Radio Network. The last podcast you heard dropped on Monday morning was Bandwagon Nerds.
You might be getting a two-part Bandwagon Nerds this next week, as Patrick and I are going to try and do some March Madness coverage for you on the Four Corners podcast. But that usually gets recorded Sunday morning and released on Tuesday. Well, that wouldn't make any sense covering the NCAA tournament, so look for that to drop a little later in the week. But we are here. There will be Mindless Wrestling Podcast tomorrow. I'm sure an episode of Oddity will drop soon. And, of course, every Monday you get Bandwagon Nerds. But you don't always get AJ Velazquez. That's why I'm so thrilled he's here. There is so much going on that he hasn't been able to talk about. AJ, what's the last show you were on? Was it just before Royal Rumble? Was it just before the New Year?
It was after the New Year, but right before the Rumble. I think it was January 10th was okay. The last time I was on.
All right. Well, plenty of stuff has happened since then. But before we get into any of that, I want to tell everybody to head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Check yourself out a brand new chair shot t-shirt. Get it in long sleeve. Get it in a hoodie. Get it in tank top, but get it in soft style. Spend that few extra dollars. It feels good on you. That's prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. We'll be right back right here, DWI 467. Do not drink and drive. Do drink and podcast. Well, it'd help if the volume. I'm having issues today. Let me tell you, AJ's back. I'm nervous, or maybe he's jinxed me. I don't think any of that's true. I think I'm just having problems.
I mean, I come back and just everything falls apart.
It's not true. It's not your fault. It's my fault. We'll be right back.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
You know, we talked about this before the show, and I was like, you know, this is easy. You haven't been on the show for a while. You haven't really gotten to give your opinion on the airwaves. I can just interview you, but I think I'd rather start by just saying, so AJ, what do you want to talk about?
So, PC Tunney, that was actually not that bad of a Cody.
It was okay.
I mean, we're on the road to WrestleMania, and boy, did we! It was a weird and funky road, and I'm pretty sure I can use that adjective right there.
Let's start here, because the last time we met on this platform was pre-Royal Rumble, and I think the biggest surprise was not Charlotte.
No way.
But Jey Uso.
Yeah, I was not as soon as the final two was Jey and Cena, I'm just like, well, here we go. Cena wins, lol. He's going to be tied with Austin.
Who did you have in the pools, by the way?
Oh my God, who did I have in the pools? Let's see. I remember that on the female side, it was Lyra Valkyria and Jada Parker.
Oh, here, I got it. Men's, AJ. You had Chad Gable was third and Dom at 26.
Right, yeah. I remember it was two people where as soon as I saw it, I'm like,
And then women, you ended up with Lyra.
I know it was Lyra and Jada.
Lyra at four and Jada at 16. So, yeah, you didn't end up with very good. But yeah, I mean,
blew 20 bucks for nothing.
Yeah, it was fun.
Nah,
do it again.
I'm kidding. But
so what did you think, Jey Uso? I mean, now going on to face Gunther, you talk about the LOL kind of moment at the end where Cena kind of just. And we'll talk Cena last here. I'll get want your Cena thoughts at the end. I want to build up to that. But is it no brainer? Jey is gonna take this title from Gunther.
I think so only because, and I don't remember if it was this Belai, the other Belai, or someone else on a show said it. Gunther's showing cracks of being a world champion where he now he's going through like a desperation type mode.
Well, I've been bored with him for months.
Well, I know you've called him a charisma vacuum for like. Since he lost the Intercontinental.
Yeah, like Lex Luger gets inducted into the Hall of Fame and Gunther's the new charisma vacuum.
Oh, that's not true. Lex Luger couldn't win a championship in WWE. But not the point. With the Royal Rumble, I was surprised that they pulled the trigger on Jey. It was obviously for Gunther to have an opponent because I don't think he defended the title at all. Sense, but I could be wrong. I think he might have had like a random one-off match on a Raw. And don't worry, I've been keeping track. I've been watching and making sure at least I'm getting the highlights since Swing Shift. I can't really watch it live most of the time, but I really did appreciate and like the fact that it was not Cena wins lull, but at the same time, we were all expecting Cena wins lull because it's just how that worked. And Jay's going on facing Gunther. He basically called it on that night. He called it on the show.
Gunther hasn't defended his title since Saturday night's main event in December.
Okay.
I just asked Grok now. Whenever I podcast, I've just got Grok there for me.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, it's great.
But again, like, I couldn't remember the last time, and I'm usually like the Rolodex of random knowledge that I shouldn't know. So that the fact that that happened, great. Going with more things at the Rumble, Cody practically killed Kevin Owens. I thought that was a great storytelling. And Sammy still being on Kevin Owens' back. He had his back. I don't know why he was still delusional after that. But that was a great ladder match along with what was the other match that was on there? The 2 out of 3 falls match, DIY versus Motor City Machine Guns. I did like it. There were some things where at first I was thinking, oh great, it's just gonna be I'm gonna hit my finishing tag move. I'm gonna hit mine, and then we're out in the third fall. I'm so glad that they didn't do that. I'm so glad that they actually had a wrestling match, and it was who's gonna slip up, and DIY doing the fake tag to get the edge on the Guns. I love that. I love the fact that the Guns just staying true to being babyface worked perfectly, and then we're now in this giant tag team turmoil, humble, troublesome. I don't know. You're the alliteration guy, not me.
Yeah, advocate for the administration that, you know, allocates alliteration all across America. There you go. It's been a while.
There you go.
I haven't. Yes, that,
it's been a minute.
That club was like stuck to the bottom of the bag. It hasn't been pulled out in a while. You know what I mean?
You know, sometimes you just got to clean up and just go, oh, there you are. Oh, yeah, I was looking for that for months. Women's Rumble, apparently Charlotte took the lol blank wins and took it for herself, but we all knew that was going to happen. And like we were saying, Jay actually going up on Cena, and Cena in very unlike him fashion screwed up. Tried going for the attitude adjustment and gets pushed off the edge. Like, wasn't expecting that. I guess ring rust is an actual thing.
What did you think about Charlotte choosing Tiffany over Rhea? And then we'll get to Rhea and her situation now and that title change after this.
I appreciate it. I actually liked it a lot more because, yes, we have... At that time, it was Rhea was untouchable. The only thing that could really get under his skin was Liv Morgan. But I like Charlotte facing Tiffany because, I mean, how long have we heard it's Tiffy time? And we haven't gotten anything really, like, massive other than later on down the road, Trish Stratus being an advocate for Tiffany and everything to help her out. And now here's the big bad queen. How are we going to dethrone her? And it's Tiffy time. She is the future. She is now. She is the women's champion for SmackDown. So I liked it where it's just kind of like a proving ground instead of, hey, we saw this match 3 times already, or 2 times at Mania. Why do we need it a third with Rhea and Charlotte?
Well, the other huge thing, though, is if we want to fast forward and stay there, and you talk about the women's division, because, well, let's stay there. Did you think it was smart to have Io win the title from Rhea?
I think it is just because it's making Rhea's character, like, she even said it after she lost the title on Raw against
that promo
Io,
was great, yeah.
Where she's just backstage, she's biting her fingernails, and it's just like, I need to stop trusting people. I need to stop having friends. Friends are the reason why I'm screwing this up. And I'm just like, that, like, she was the big bad evil where she had the year-long reign until she got hurt from Liv. And now it's, she's, you're making her human, and that's making it perfect instead of just having, hey, look, we're just going to have a dominant champion the whole way through. How are we going to just make this a weird thing instead of just like a screwy finish? Let's make her human. Let's actually humanize her instead of, you know, this demon that just wins everything. And I very much appreciate the fact that it was, Bianca, you're supposed to be my friend. Why are you cheering for Io? And then Io comes up with the over the moonsault, wins the match, and it's just like unexpected. I appreciated it, and it's showing that Rhea is a little too trusting, and the next thing that's probably going to be her downfall is her temperament, because she's going to get too pissed off and screw herself over in that sense.
Are you liking where we're going for the triple threat match, basically? I mean, it looks like we're going to have two really big triple threat matches, and one of them seems to definitely going to be Rhea, Io, and Bianca.
Which I'm perfectly fine with. It also goes into, I think it was the Raw, like the next week's Raw from the promo when she lost it, where, actually, I think it was this actual week's Raw of Bianca and Rhea just like facing each other, shit talking each other, and Io was just like, hey, I'm right here. I'm the reason why you're having this match. Like, acknowledge me. I'm not just some chump. So I appreciate the fact that they're kind of using the terminology little brothering, like little sibling Io, where it's like, no, we're the big ones. We're the ones that should be here. And then Io's just like, excuse me, I am the champion. What are you talking about? And then just delivers two hard slaps.
Right. The other gigantic storyline in the women's division, Jade Cargill's back. Naomi seems to be the culprit. How did you like that whole breakdown between Bianca and Naomi? Jade's return at Elimination Chamber.
Oh, I loved it. Like, they made Liv and Raquel the red herring, I guess, just to make the tag division a little more exciting and actually move the tag titles. And that's going to be, what, Bliss and someone else possibly to face? I don't know. We'll see how that goes for the tag titles, but the fact that Jade, when all the entrants for the Elimination Chamber come out, and she's just like, I'm going to throw this bitch pillar to post. Like, that's basically her actions was, this bitch tried ending my life. She's out of here. My only thing is, I don't think, or I'm not 100% believing that Bianca didn't have a piece in that. Because a lot of, I pay attention to not just the shows, but I also pay attention to people nitpicking very tiny things. And one of them was, as soon as Jade came out, Bianca started taking off her jacket and staring like, what's going on? Why is this happening? And then she kind of had to play like the sad role where it's like, no, why are you doing this? No, it was Liv and Raquel. I don't know why, but a piece of me is just like, I'm not sold that Bianca doesn't have a 0.1% sliver.
There's other things that have been there too, right? Like the title change with Rhea and Io, you know, that kind of whole thing didn't seem a little out of character. So we shall see. It's just two super hot storylines on the women's side. And, you know, I thought their Elimination Chamber match was so well executed after the run-in. I thought Liv's work during the run-in was excellent as well. Let's stick, though, with another possible triple threat before we get into John Cena. You know, you go back to Royal Rumble, Punk eliminates Rollins and Roman, and then Punk gets eliminated right away afterwards, and madness ensues. You know, Punk's owed a favor. Rollins and Punk just had this cage match on Raw, which was unfucking believably awesome, with a really cool finish where Roman comes out and, you know, drags Seth out of the cage to make him the winner. Tries to end him, gets stopped, and then sees Heyman consoling Punk and goes in and whoop Punk's ass. I want this triple threat just as much, considering there's a favor to be involved and things of that nature. I don't know. What do you think about these three?
I love it, especially, like, we're going to go back to the Royal Rumble, where the elimination happens, and then all three of them out of the match, the heavy favorites especially coming out simultaneously. I think it was, what, 16, 17, 18, or something to that effect? But and they didn't even hesitate. I guess Hunter just went, fuck it, everyone wants to see this. Put them out there and then have the countdown, have Punk, and then do the countdown, have Seth. Go. I don't care. And it played perfect. It was amazing. And the fact that you had Rollins basically have a giant temper tantrum about that, do a double-footed curb stomp onto Roman on the apron, and then just continuing his, like, beatdown with Punk. And we haven't seen Roman until that cage match this week where, like you said, he pulls Rollins out of it. He beats the shit out of him. He curb stomped Rollins. He actually did a curb stomp on Rollins on the outside before noticing Heyman embracing Punk, and it's just like, that's my wise man. What are you doing with my wise man? So I'm going to say for Mania for this match.
I'm going to say no on Cody and Roman impersonations. I got to give you shit.
Honey,
I don't get to see you that often.
Don't lie to me. You missed the impressions.
Dude, I got to tell you right now, since it's up and we both got our drink, cheers, man. I truly had a huge smile on my face when you said you were coming on the show this week, because it's been a long time since I seen you and got to talk to you, so I'm glad you're here. So continue, please, but if you're going to do an impression, save it for when you start talking about Drew.
Save it when you talk about Drew or Finn or something.
Or Knight, or LA Knight.
Yeah. But the fact that you have Roman, Punk, and Rollins are definitely going to have a match at Mania, and I am going to say this, not only because, you know, in our heads it means more when there's this, but
it should
there
be
needs to be
for the number one contendership.
It should be for the number one contendership, but I also want to see at least one person in this match have a crimson mask. I'm not too big on blood matches.
There's
cough,
three of
cough,
them.
Thank you, AEW. But
yeah, I don't know.
This one's more of a blood feud where if someone has color, it's like it means a little bit more.
I don't know.
It's a triple threat match, so it's already a no disqualification match.
Yeah, I think that because it's a triple threat match, you may not necessarily need it, and it's kind of hard to kind of place it properly there. But I mean, whatever they do, I'm sure we'll love it. I'm so for it. I just really want it to be for number one contendership. I think that just adds that much more. They all want it. They all want
to
be the champion still, you know.
Without a doubt.
Well, speaking of that, John Cena wins the Elimination Chamber, AJ. And
yes, in very weird fashion. Like, because that match, everything happened. And instead of the usual hustle, loyalty, respect, Rollins, after getting eliminated, curb stomps Punk. And Cena immediately goes for an STF.
Well, let's start with this first, though. The moment with Punk and Cena was awesome.
It was, like, I missed you. Yeah, I loved that. I actually sent a picture to a buddy of mine that we've watched wrestling since we were five. And let's see, how many years is that? I'll be 29 today, so 24 years.
It's your birthday today?
Well, when everyone listens to
tomorrow,
it will be.
It's the 14th. That's right.
It's the 14th.
All right. Well, happy birthday too. Good God, folks. I always forget. Your brother even told me a couple weeks ago. AJ's birthday's coming up.
It's gonna be on Friday.
Yeah.
When you can listen to the DWI podcast.
You can. So we got to do this.
I butt chug salt water
That's
all the time.
That's how we do it right here on the DWI podcast. Happy birthday, AJ. Even better. Even better. We get him on the podcast right for his 5-year anniversary, his birthday. It's the road to WrestleMania. I mean, give us a Drew McIntyre impersonation for fuck's sake.
Wait.
Give Drew McIntyre and then LA Knight wishing you happy birthday.
Well, you see, I don't know why we're going on with all these, you know, celebrations and everything. Yeah, whoop-de-doo, he's been here for 5 years. Yeah, whoop-de-doo, he's 29. Yeah, all that fun jazz. But we're at WrestleMania and I don't have a fucking match yet. What is this bullshit?
Can I ask you a question? I proposed this on X a couple weeks ago, Drew McIntyre. I said you and Steve Austin should form a tag team. You guys could be called Cat Daddies.
Cat Daddies, really? Just... Now I see why he hasn't been here for 2 months. Fucking Cat Daddies over here. What's even worse is now that's going to be the name of the show, Drew's Cat Daddies.
Well, I mean, Steve would be the marquee guy there, but that's okay, Drew. No big deal. What about LA Knight?
Yeah, well, you know, let me talk to you. Winning the United States Championship one more time, beating that chump Shinsuke Nakamura. I don't care if he had to blind the referee or not. It's a win is a win is a win. Yeah. So from one champ to another. I mean, after all, I am wearing. I see that he's wearing some Phillies colors, and you know we got spring training going on right now down in Florida. Yeah, instead of L.A. Yeah. From one America colored to another. Yeah, I'm not gonna continue. I'm going way too into business for myself, and this feels weird. I'm not used to being the spotlight. No.
That's funny. I loved it. All right, we're gonna take our last commercial break, and then when we come back, we're gonna get AJ's thoughts on everything that's going on with Cena. We might make a couple bold predictions as well when we return right here at DWI 467, the return of the funky, phenomenal, oh so fresh trivia trickster, AJ Balazs.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back. DP out on assignment. Make sure you follow him at It's Me DPP. Make sure you're checking out everything Chairshot Radio Network, all of your favorite streaming platforms. Tell a friend to listen. We would appreciate it. You know, we got them sports, that sports entertainment, and of course, the pop culture. The pop culture stuff every Monday, Bandwagon Nerds. Yes, sir.
And let me tell you, especially in my shoes now.
Yes, your shoes. The coverage.
Yeah, in my current shoes that I'm not wearing.
The coverage. The coverage? The coverage helps, doesn't it, on thechairshot.com?
The coverage does help.
Yeah.
But if you're going to be like me and you never want to miss anything, I specifically made sure I download everything on Spotify to listen to while I'm at work. So. Hey. Just because I'm not here gracing your
earballs
doesn't mean that everyone else won't grace your earballs.
These earballs taste like grandma.
Me fail English? That's impossible.
Thanks, Ralph Wiggum. Stop by anytime. All right, AJ. John Cena.
That's another voice that I can do disturbingly well.
John Cena turns heel. Cody comes out. John and him are kind of like, ooh, we're going to have this face match. And then The Rock comes out. Cody tells Rock to go fuck himself. And
legitimately, censorship.
We get the John Cena change his face while resting on Cody's shoulder and looking at The Rock. The Rock with the cutthroat sign. And we got the nut kick heard around the world. Travis Scott. Did not pop Cody's eardrum, by the way, folks, if you can believe whatever.
Nobody gave him a black eye like no tomorrow.
I don't know necessarily if it was as bad as you think it is. I'm sure he hit him pretty fucking good. He's got a receipt coming, but all this is just really playing it up, you know. But go ahead. The biggest possible heel turn in the history of professional wrestling, AJ. I was supposed to wait till trivia for that, but I'll have to go get another one.
Oh, I don't care. That's a good can crack for that one, because... I was watching it live. I don't know if you know this, Tony. I have the monitor where you can see me, and then I have a second monitor over here. And usually, I while I'm doing stuff on this one, I'm watching wrestling when I can. And I saw that, and I just see Cody go, "Hey, Rock, go fuck yourself." And that I popped because F-bomb dropped, uncensored. WWE's making sure it's uncensored, and it's still uncensored on YouTube, so I'm a little surprised on that one. And Cena playing up that whole, like, yeah, you tell him. And as soon as Cena started overdoing it, I kind of just squinted, and I'm like, that's because Cody's not selling his soul. Huh. And I'm not, like I said to you in the chair shot group.
Your brother called the heel turn on Pot is War before Elimination Chamber, by the way.
He did, and go listen to that because he did call it. But I wrote out an entire article where I'm like, how I would book the end of Cena's thing. And the first thing that I said was, turn him heel, but he's going to keep getting more and more desperate and just throwing more opportunities. And he's just getting more pissed off. And it all started at the Elimination Chamber. And I'm like, motherfucker, I wrote that out on a Wednesday, and I could have sent that, and people would have read it before the Elimination Chamber. God, I'm idiot. Stupid idiot. But, people want to say this is NWO 2.0 because this has been a bigger heel turn than Hogan at Bash at the Beach. But I don't want to call him NWO 2.0. I want to call him Hollywood's Most Wanted.
I don't know if you're going to be able to call him anything like that. Like, I don't know how, like, big of an association and, like, connectivity you're going to see here. Like, this could totally just be two super powerful people using each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't end up having to be just because, like, we haven't heard anything. You know, like, I mean, that's why Monday is going to be so fucking big. You know, I mean, you're going to see a huge number on Netflix on Monday night. To see John Cena come out. And I'll ask you the big question that I've been trying to ask everybody, and I didn't really get as much traction in the polls as I would like to. I probably have to put it up Monday again. But what do you want to hear John Cena come out to on Monday? Do you want to hear Time Is Now? Do you want to hear... Here's your four options. Do you want to hear Time Is Now? Do you want to hear Basic Thugonomics? Do you want to hear something brand new? Or no music at all?
I'm going to go with something brand new, and it's still going to be John Cena.
Have you heard the remix of the Time Is Now, where it starts like that, and then it, like, and goes into, like, some, like...
And it goes into NWO-ish, kind of?
Well...
Because I have
not,
heard that.
I hate.
Heard...
I don't want to compare any of this to NWO personally.
Yeah, I know, but I've heard, like, Cena having the, you know, the beginning of his theme, and then it goes into the scratching of the NWO. No, I want to see something quote unquote brand new to maybe just people who watch wrestling and just listen to wrestling. Cena has more than just Time Is Now and Basic Thugonomics as a rap career. He had one song called Bad, Bad Man. I want him to come out to that. I want him to, and I don't want the black, I don't want, like, black jorts. I want him to be, I want him to look like he's Hollywood, and then when he wrestles, maybe have, like, a darker attire. Maybe he's actually wearing trunks or something. I don't know exactly what I want to see out of Cena wrestling. But Cena cutting a promo and just acknowledging people where, you know, he's not bouncing off the ropes, throwing a hat, throwing a shirt. I want him to walk out and just be like, I'm here. You guys are paying me for my time. And having Bad, Bad Man come out, that just makes more sense. Because it is a Cena song talking about how he is a bad man. And, you know, we just...
Over the past several days, three...
Sorry, keep going. I'm trying to find
it. No, you're good. You're trying to find Bad, Bad Man?
No.
Or, oh, the Time Is Now that you were talking about?
Yeah, what is this here?
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Because I don't...
Oh, that's some shitty fucking basic Thuganomics. Go ahead, keep going. I'll find it.
But like, I don't want to hear "Time Is Now." I don't want to hear like a remix of "Time Is Now" because that we're on his retirement tour. Time is up. It's not now. If you can make a remix where it says "Time is up," then that's, I guess that works. But if we're doing Cena,
that's not it.
If we're doing Cena being a heel and being a quote unquote bad guy, a bad man. Have him come out to his song. That just makes sense.
That's not it. Listen to all this
Tony
shit.
Tony will find it one day, and I'll be listening. That's okay. And just like, oh, that one.
This is like the Joe Rogan show. Hey, Jamie, can you pull this up? Only you get to listen to all the shit he's trying to pull up that isn't right.
Yeah. Actually, if I remember correctly, it was the song that it... If you want to remember what Bad Bad Man is, I think it was the song that he did... leading up to SummerSlam 05 against Jericho. I think that was Bad Bad Man that he sung. Not the point. I really much would like to hear a different song. I don't want to hear a remix of Time Is Now. I don't want to hear basic Thuganomics because everyone holds that fondly. He's supposed to be a dickhead. He's supposed to be embrace Hollywood. I don't want to hear anything where everyone's just like, oh, it's Cena, thank God. It's Cena. Oh, God. And where this goes, I'm hoping, and as hokey as this sounds, he doesn't win this championship until SummerSlam at the earliest. I don't want to see anything further than just him going the end of his year as the champion instead of... You know, Mania. He's back in Mania, everybody. And he's going to be the champion until Ruthless Aggression, where he'll most likely drop it to, like, Cody or Randy Orton.
Why not? This is all about Cody, though. This has all been about Cody. Right? So Cody beats Roman. Cody beats John, maybe? Or Cody loses to John, but beats him at SummerSlam. That's where I think you could go there. And eventually Cody beats Rock next year.
I can see it, but at the same time...
Because right now Cody's getting kind of... Cody was getting... I was even saying it. Cody was getting kind of stale. We all kind of thought maybe we'd get a Cody
heel turn. A
little
bit. I'm not going
to lie. We all thought maybe a Cody heel turn would refresh it. But what if he loses, gets beat the fuck down, and then goes away for like 6 to 8 weeks? If anybody deserves a 6 to 8 week break, it's Cody Rhodes, right? Comes back. Now everybody's super behind him. To SummerSlam.
I mean, I don't... Again, a part of me is just like, I want Cody to hold this for until there's like someone else fresh and new that he hasn't faced yet. I'm perfectly fine with that. Granted, yes, Cena is someone that he hasn't faced yet.
But not fresh and new.
Quote, unquote, hasn't faced yet. But... At the same time, I don't want Cena to just win at Mania and then, you know, go on like... We're basically going to get a somehow worse Roman schedule where it's he's going to pick and choose when he's going to wrestle.
I don't know. He's confirmed for a lot of dates, though, already.
He's confirmed for a lot of dates, but how many of them is he going to wrestle?
Who
That's
cares?
The thing.
We just talked about how Gunther hasn't defended his title since December.
You know... Yeah, fair, because I was about to say it's like, but he shows up, and I'm like, that goes against what I just said.
This is old school, but with better, like, I hate to say better mid card, but yeah, because you get to feel out the storylines more than you used to be able to. There was nothing really but superstars on Sunday morning.
Yeah, like for this, because if it goes this way, what I wrote was, I'm probably not gonna release it, so I'm just gonna say it now. I wanted it so Cena is just being more and more desperate until whoever the WWE champion is at the time just goes, okay, fine. It's your pay-per-view. You're the main event. You're the spotlight. What's one more match going to be? And then, I mean, because at that point, we've already gone past King of the Ring. King of the Ring, I actually had it being Orton versus Cena, but Orton actually wins this one. Just so we get one last Orton versus Cena for something special and an accomplishment
don't
that Orton
King,
doesn't have yet.
Don't the King and the Queen of the Ring get a title shot now, right?
Yeah, at SummerSlam.
Yeah, so I think we could easily see Cody winning King of the Ring.
That's also possible. But like, how I had it was Cena's just getting more and more desperate.
I fucking did it! Oh my god, I have two
We haven't even gotten to trivia yet, Father Mucker!
I have two full beers. I went to grab that one just to have it to open it, and then I can't open a third one. It's too bad. There's not going to be
it's
a crack.
It's too bad they're not 40 bottles, or you'd play Edward 40 in.
I hate that game.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. There are two pictures of me wearing the exact same Flyers jersey playing Edward 40 in.
That game sucks. It's so stupid.
Anyways, but I had it so Cena was just getting more and more desperate. He loses Mania and says, screw it. I'm going to be in Money in the Bank. I don't care what anyone else says. I'm going to be in Money in the Bank. Tries to win that. Fails. I'm going to be in the King of the Ring. Actually wrestles the X amount of matches he has to do for King of the Ring and goes to the finals. Loses to Orton. And he just keeps like finding more and more ways to lose until Ruthless Aggression comes out. And it's just like, fine, this is your swan song. This pay-per-view is all about you. You get a championship match. He wins it. But he loses it the same night to who I think, and I'm going to say this because I don't know the next time I'm going to be on because I'm trying to get on today's shift, but I haven't heard anything yet. But I'm going to say this, mark it, AJ's 29th birthday. The next Mr. Money in the Bank is Dirty Dom. And Dirty Dom's going to cash in and somehow turn heel three times over while still being a heel.
Maybe.
Well, he gave Finn an intercontinental championship shot.
Like, you could see him cashing in on Jay, right? That'd be
cool. You could, but
I mean,
meaningful would that be?
It's funny because, like, wasn't I the one that said Roman should just hold the title and then Dom should win the Money in the Bank and cash in on Roman?
Yeah, you did. But now since we have this whole Cena farewell tour, it was like, man, maybe we took Cena for granted.
I think
Mysterio.
No, I think the smartest thing. I think we're still leveling up Cody, right? And like the smartest thing would be to get Cena his 17th, right? That's awesome. He's the GOAT now, no unquestioned. You have all that storyline with it, and then you can put Cody right back over, put the Rocket right back on him, and because like we said, he's been lacking a little bit. But I digress. We talked about that already. But I want your last thoughts on everything moving towards WrestleMania. Just cause it's been a while, and happy birthday, and it's great to see you. 29. Let me think about 29.
Still a spring chicken.
Yeah.
Or are you thinking about when you were 29?
Thinking about when I was 29, which is like 15 years ago, because, you know, DP and I will be 44 in about a month. So cheers
to
you.
Jesus.
Yeah. Fuck you.
That's nothing. No. As soon as Andrew, the War Chief, his birthday came around, I started messaging him saying, it's like, hey, you better rest up. You got a colonoscopy appointment in 364 days.
Well, listen, DP and I always have the good faith of knowing that DJ, Rob, Greg, Patrick, and Dave are all older than us. So, but this is your day. Happy birthday, my friend. I'm glad I'm here to celebrate with you. Cheers. And your last thoughts.
Cheers. My last thoughts so far as of this recording, because you're going to listen to this when SmackDown's going to air and everything else, so there's going to be more opinions and everything. Tiffany versus Charlotte is going to happen. I think Tiffany should win that. That's one title defense. Io versus Bianca, and this is going to turn into a triple threat, even though already it just says Io versus Bianca. It's going to be a triple threat. I think Io wins this. Io defends. Cody versus Cena. I still think Cody's going to win and Cena's desperate. I think Cena just gets more and more desperate. That's just me. I know a lot of people want to see the rampage that is Cena just going on and on and on and on, but I think Cena just gets more and more and more desperate until the end, where it's just like he actually gets it given to him and he capitalizes on it. We see 2010 or like 2007 to 2013 John Cena. But without a shadow of a doubt, I think Jay versus Gunther. Jay's going to win this. There's no reason why Gunther should keep being the world heavyweight champion, because you've been saying he's a charisma vacuum, and he kind of is. I know that's kind of his role, but Gunther's kind of getting a little too stale for my liking, where it's just, oh, you're just beating people up, putting them in a sleeper, and then you're just pissing off Jey Uso. Okay, that's all we're doing for Mania? Yeah, you should lose the title. And I love Gunther. I loved him back when he was Walter. He's not moving the needle. I'm sorry.
All right, there you go, folks. All right, you know what time it is? We haven't had it in a while. There's no more commercials to be had. There's no more beers to be cracked. I'm sorry. I can't have three full beers open.
Tony, I'm not going to lie. I had to crack open my caramel Crown Royal, because I'm like, oh, DWI, here we go.
Let's go. It's trivia time, folks. Booyah.
Good old trivia. I'm not gonna lie, I have missed it, and it took me a while to figure out something to do today, because I usually do a theme. We all know this. I missed the Royal Rumble and I missed Elimination Chamber, so I can't have that theme. We're on the road to WrestleMania.
True story.
So how I thought about this and I went, well, let's see. Sonny, you're doing the Big Five project.
See.
And that means you have to watch all, well, you don't have to watch, but you reacted and give your opinions on the big pay-per-views, PLEs.
We do, just to clarify, we do, even though we joke about it, we all three of us do go back and watch the show again. How closely, it depends on how much we've seen it before. We've all seen every pay-per-view between me, DJ, and Dave. I know DP has as well. I'm pretty sure you have maybe a couple you need to go back and watch, maybe not, but like a large majority. So, yeah, check the show out. It's fun. But like, hey, it's me versus the listener this week. There is no other competition. So just
true.
Know when you're I'm not playing anybody but you who was listening. So it's you versus PC Tunney. I can verify that. My phone is right there.
Yeah, it's about 2 feet away from
well,
him
you
on
can
his,
see
on
where
his
it, you can
nightstand.
See where, you can see where it is. So
yeah, I can see where it is.
That's it.
And on the call it says 2 out of 2 people, me and you, 2 out of 2. So you don't have a lifeline. But this one, I wanted to do something a little bit different.
Uh-oh.
And I kind of wanted to test
spaghetti
your Mania knowledge a little bit here. Where this is going to be, who's been in more WrestleMania matches? Not victories, not anything else, more WrestleMania matches.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you two wrestlers.
I don't need the board.
You don't need the clipboard. Don't need the clipboard, whiteboard, whatever you want to call it.
I will riff just long enough for the listener to we won't even use the Jeopardy with no sound. It's just you and I. You're just you know, trying to trick the old commissioner here, I guess.
Yeah. What else is new? Come on. I'm still waiting for that Total BS shirt, by the way.
It's total BS. Oh man, yeah,
I can
that's
see that happening.
Do you remember where that comes from?
The Total BS?
Do you know where I've got that from? Like, you know, like, of the United States bit in the beginning comes from, is an ode to Ric Flair looking in the camera and saying, "You don't tell me what camera to look at. I'm the president of the United States."
When he was I do know that.
Yeah, when he was the president of WCW or whatever, and he was losing his mind. That's where that comes from. Do you know where Total BS comes from?
I don't know where Total BS necessarily comes from. I'm assuming it's another Jim Crockett,
no,
Ric Flair
it's
promo.
It's Bulldog from Frasier, the sports guy Frasier. Yeah.
Oh, God. He always Frasier. It's been a minute.
It's one of his catch lines. That's total BS.
Huh.
Yeah, there you go.
You got a little trivia for the trickster.
Well, just you know, tidbits. Sometimes I like to let people know it's been 10 years. Five. You've been here for half of it.
Five.
So, yeah. More than anybody else.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe.
By like a lot, folks. Like, and then it's Chris, and then probably Dave.
Chris, Dave, Mike Mann.
Mike Mann was only really on, like, the first year.
And that's still, like, 50, though.
No, the first year we only did one a month.
Oh. And then he showed up for 300, because I was there
he's
for
been
that
on,
one.
He's been on a bunch in between, but Dave has been on way more, and then obviously Chris was on the show, but I think you've surpassed Chris.
Yeah, I think because it's been 212, I don't remember exactly off the top. I know it was like a low to somewhat low mid 200s, and now we're at 467.
Everybody listening is like, just ask the trivia fucking
just
questions.
Just ask the damn questions.
No, maybe we won't do
jackass.
Trivia.
This is total BS.
Yeah, maybe if you don't sit down and put your seatbelt back on, we won't have trivia at all. How about you think about that? But you know what? You're
jerking yourself off, man.
Yeah, your two dads right here will just say skip the outlet mall altogether. No fucking pretzels and cheese for anybody.
You complain about this trivia, I'm going to turn this car right the fuck around.
Oh, I'm going to complain about the trivia, but I need you kids to shut the fuck up. All right, let's get to the trivia.
Meanwhile, reach back and it's like, give me the french fries from McDonald's.
So you're the good cop, huh? Before the listeners lose their mind, let's get to trivia, and we'll start it just with a little
doodly-doo.
Just for Platt.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to give two wrestlers.
Uh-oh.
The question is, who's been in the most WrestleMania matches between these two wrestlers?
Yes.
And you got to try to guess, then I'll tell you if you're right or wrong. I'll even give you the number. If you'd like.
Okay.
So, who's been in more WrestleMania matches?
Number of what?
Just number of WrestleMania matches that they've been in.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to say this now, not counting Mania 41. So, we're not adding the Mania that we're coming to because that hasn't came in
so
yet.
So, you're going to say two wrestlers' names and you're going to say one's been in this many and one's been in that many.
Yes. Okay. But, well, I'm not going to say how many they've been in. I'm going to say, here's this wrestler, who's been more. You're going to make your guess.
Oh, and then you'll
tell you
us
if you're right or wrong, and I'll give you the amount.
Oh, okay. All right. I got it.
So for this one, and there's a reason why I had to say, and I'm not counting 41, John Cena and Bret Hart, who has had more WrestleMania matches?
That's a good question because I'm pretty sure Bret Hart is on a lot of the early WrestleManias. I think he's on, maybe the first time he's on one is his singles, and then then there's a bunch of tags. Of course, he's gone after WrestleMania 13. So he could only have been on 13. Even if he was on every single one, he could have only been on 13 WrestleManias. Was he on another one later on? Did he come back? But I don't think he was on every one of the first 13. So I still think Cena's been on more than 13 WrestleManias. So PC Tunney is going to pick John Cena.
So John Cena is correct. as of this recording, not counting 41, Cena's been in 15 WrestleMania matches. Bret Hart's been in 14.
Okay, so he was in the first 13, and then he came back and did another one.
In 26 versus Vince.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that terrible match that I don't want to remember, but I had to for this question.
That's the easiest one? Because that was not easy either.
I'd like to think none of these are easy, in all honesty.
How many do you got?
I got 5.
You got 5? All right, I got 1 point. Whew, got the first all right. one. Got the first one. Question 2.
So, this one. Doo-doo-doo. Good old Battle of the Spears. Who's been in more WrestleMania matches?
Edge or Roman?
Roman? Yeah, Edge or Roman. Yep.
Okay. Well, we know Edge has been in a bunch of Manias.
Edge had an undefeated streak until he faced Taker.
Starting in the late 90s, I think, was the beginning of the TLC matches? Or did it start in 2000?
Started in 2000. It was Mania 16, Mania 2000, whatever you want to call it.
I think Edge was on a Mania before that, even. Maybe not. But then you have to figure there's all of that through, like, 2010 when he retired. And then Roman has been around longer than you think, like 2015, but Edge came back. 15?
Had a match with Roman at a Mania, and with Bryan Danielson in it, too.
I don't like that you're pushing me towards Edge, because I was about to say Edge. We should just keep your mouth shut, just total BS!
No!
I think I gotta go with Edge.
Edge, final answer?
I just went with Edge. I can't change it now.
Roman has 12. Edge, Adam Copeland, 14.
Yeah, another point, baby. Come on, I'd really like to... For all the bad trivia I've been doing since right before you left, I'd really like to get all of these. I think my logic is holding pretty good.
You had to get
good.
The palate cleanser.
I've talked these out pretty good so far, I think.
You have.
You tried to talk me out of that one, you son of a bitch.
Oh, I did. I'm not going to lie. I did. So how about this one? The lovable losers, because one of them had an impressive losing streak for this one. More WrestleMania matches between... Who's had more? Kofi Kingston or Goldust?
Oh boy. Right away you want to say Kofi Kingston just because he's been in the company for a long time, but how many years did he have a WrestleMania match? And then how many years did Goldust actually have a WrestleMania match? So my immediate instinct is to say Kofi Kingston, and I don't think I can talk myself out of that by even trying to get any more logic to it, so I'll say Kofi Kingston.
Even though the New Day's had, like, bits in 34 and 32 where they weren't even involved in a match?
Kofi Kingston.
Goldust with 12. Kofi, 15.
Yeah!
And I almost gave it away. Goldust still has the worst record in Mania. He's 0-12.
Oof. Oof. Former
question. I think we need to bring him back for at least one win.
Wow, all right. Wow, man, a 3-for-3 here, man.
All right, well, how about we go for the fourth one, some movie stars. Who's had more WrestleMania matches, The Miz or The Rock?
Oh, I think it's definitely The Miz. Final answer.
You definitely think it's The Miz?
I already final answered, so your commentary is worthless to my answer.
Okay, so The Miz has 17, and The Rock has 12.
Yeah, that was the easiest one by far, because I remember how quickly, like, you got to remember, like, we talked about our ages, right? Like, I remember when Rock came in, and I remember how quick Rock left, and I remember how long Rock was gone, and I know how few and far between there's been. And that's why it's still special when he comes back and even interacts right now, you know? That's why people just need to relax and just let it happen. This is WWE. It's a soap opera meets professional wrestling.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm going for five, baby. Let's go.
You're going five for five for this. But like, for instance, with The Rock, where when he came back for the Bloodline stuff for 40, because remember, I'm just like, I might go to SmackDown. It's in Salt Lake City. I don't know, and everything else. And then, you know, I'm talking to the Mrs. brother, and it's just like, well, I was asking her, it's like, do you want to come too? And it's like, I don't know. So I'm asking him, and he's like, hell yeah, let's go. And then I think good old boss man Greg DeMarco was like, man, do you know how special it would be if The Rock went there? And I'm like, oh, shit, The Rock might be there. I might have to throw. I have to throw, like, everything at these tickets. And he was there. And granted, he called everyone in Salt Lake City an inbred. I'm not a Utah, so well, I take that with a grain of salt. I'm adopted.
Happy visitor.
But as soon as I realized The Rock might be there, I'm like, oh, I'm coming to this without a doubt. I'm gonna try to see if I can see The Rock. If not, I'm right behind Corey Graves on the commentary table before Elimination Chamber.
Little did you know that was gonna be one of your last chances to see Corey Graves in WWE.
That's true. Well, I mean, he's in NXT.
Isn't he gone now?
No, he's in NXT. He just did the last event that they had on Tuesday with Stephanie and Julia.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah. He was still in commentary. Granted, how much longer that's going to last, I don't know, but not the point. So, the last question, and I guess it's perfect that you're 100% right now, because right now it's all about the money. Who's been in more WrestleMania matches, Shane McMahon or the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase?
That's a great one, because, boy, Shane's been in at least a half a dozen, and I don't know that the Million Dollar Man has been in half a dozen WrestleMania matches. I don't know that he had a match at the first WrestleMania, or even the second one. Maybe the second one.
Definitely. You also got to think he might have made a comeback at some point too.
Definitely at four. He definitely had some matches with Jake. I think it's Shane though. I'm gonna go Shane McMahon. Final answer. I'm right. You're a bad actor.
Shane has seven, and apparently Tunney has to go and rewatch WrestleMania 4 because all of those were WrestleMania matches, because Ted DiBiase has eight.
Oh, yeah.
And Shane has seven.
Did he have four in that one night?
He had four in that one night.
I forgot to even think about that. Great trivia, by the way. I'm kind of glad I didn't go five for five, because you know what? Maybe some listener out there kicked my ass. So
yeah, it's always possible.
That was really good. That was really good. Those were really good, interesting ones that you had to think out there. Let's play the theme music as we do here. I think everybody won this week on trivia. What do you think, man?
I think so. I'll be generous. I won't be the heel this time. Everybody wins. That's not BS at all.
I know I beat everybody that's ever been on this show. They didn't have none. And we're here. No, by default. Well, let's get the hell out of here. You can follow DP at It's Me DPP. Everything Chairshot Radio Network. You know you can find that on all your favorite streaming platforms. And AJ, let everybody know what's going on with you and, of course, about thechairshot.com.
I mean, there's not really much going on with me. If you really want to know, you can follow me at Phenomenal AJB. That's AJB in all caps. And with the chair shot, I mean, as I always say, I know it's been, 2 months since I've said it. We're not just podcast galore, we're articles galore as well on thechairshot.com. Sports, entertainment, you name it, we got it. You'll find things from me, from Steve Mitchell, my brother. I'll make the TNA reference because he's the TNA guy. My big brother for Nick and Ryan Nemeth.
Your big brother, Andrew Belaz, not Stephen Mitchell.
Yes, Andrew Belaz, the IWC War Chief. But yeah, go check that out on thechairshot.com.
There we go. Yeah, and follow this show at Podcast DWI on X and Facebook.com/DWI Podcast. At it's me, DPP, once again, at PC Tunney right here. We did it again, episode 467, DWI Podcast. Don't drink and drive, drink and podcast. Thanks for all your listenership, folks. We'll see you next week. It's the road to WrestleMania.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.